What did Jesus say? The works that I do, shall you do also. That's just one passion. Philip went down to, I got to move on, and I'll come back and cover this next time. Philip, this is Acts 8, 5. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. These was mixed people. They were mixed race of people. You know, sometimes people don't like to fool with mixed race of people. But God don't care what you mix, or you call yourself pure blood. Only pure blood I know is the blood of Jesus. That's the only pure blood I know. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake. Notice what they did. Gave heed to those things which Philip spake. Hearing and seeing the miracle which he did. For unclean spirit cried with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with the palsy that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. That sounds like good news. Then it went on to say in verse 12, but when they believed Philip preaching, notice what he did first. He preached and then he healed. Worked miracle. That's what he did first. And then after they saw what he did, they believed Philip preaching. Look at their response. Philip preaching concerning the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. They were what? Baptized both men and women. When Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, wondered, beholding the miracles and sign which was done. He was still messed up, but he was amazed by what Philip was doing. And here's where I want to start and close. Give me a minute to get there. Ha. Thank you, Jesus. It's coming. I know it because I'm waiting on it. I am waiting on it. Come on, baby. Come on, sweet honey. Now, they can put on the screen too. This is what I want to close. It'll give you a whole week to read over and study on and meditate on. And this is from the Passion Translation, Galatians chapter 1. I want to start at verse 1. But for time's sake, I may do that the next time. I'm going to pick up at verse 4. He said in verse 4, 3, Acts 3, this from the Passion Translation, they have verse 3 and 4 together. He said, I pray over you a release of the blessing God had, God's undeserved kindness and total well-being that flowed from our Father. Notice now. That flow from our Father, God, and from the Lord Jesus. He, the anointed Messiah, who offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins. This is the verse I want to get to. He has taken us out of this evil world system. You see it? He has done what? Taken us out of this evil world system and set us free through our salvation. Just as God desired And all the glory will go to God alone throughout time and eternity. This is why we preach the gospel, because he has taken you out of this evil world system. And this is why you and I want to renew our mind, fill our hearts, renew our mind, and we'll know how to live in this world and not be controlled by this world system, because I've been taken out of it. I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. I don't live by the principle of this world system. I live by faith. I live when I'm attacked, when the enemy shows up. I don't panic. I don't throw my hands up. I got my offense and I got my defense. Because I'm well armed, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I'm well armed and well equipped, knowing that I'm going to be attacked, knowing that opposition going to show up. But when he shows up, I got something to throw at him. Hallelujah. Having my loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and I take the helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the Spirit, and above all, taking the shield of faith. Wherewith, when I start hurling that sword, it's going to cut when I go that way, and when I come back that way, it's going to cut. And I keep throwing that sword, and you telling me I'm going down in sickness, I keep throwing that sword with healing on it. I keep throwing that sword with prosperity. I keep throwing that sword with peace on it, and you're going to die. You're going to finally turn and go the other way. You can't stand against that sword. Oh, no, I just keep throwing that sword. And I got my shield of faith on, so what you're throwing won't get to me. It just go every time it hit that shield of faith, it goes out. But what I'm throwing at you, it's getting you. Hallelujah. I just keep hurling that sword. I keep wielding that sword. By his stripes, I'm healed. I'm more than a conqueror. I cannot be overcome. I'm strong in the Lord, the power of his might. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Did you get a little taste of what the gospel is? It's not grabbing your ear and saying, oh, Lord. You may grab your ear. That's all right. If you got the ear, but you can catch it. Say, I can catch mine. But don't try to make it be the gospel. Let the gospel be what it is. What is it? The power of God that'll heal you. Save you, yes. That'll deliver you, yes. That'll bring you out. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Woo, God want to heal somebody right now.